IVF, very simple process. Get the egg, and then it's just an artificial process of inseminating the jizz into.
I don't want to be Pumper.
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yes.
Have you ever been kicked? We've been kicked out of a bar.
Ooh.
Remember that?
Together?
Yeah, remember after the we did.
Threw you out.
Yeah, it was very. His arms were so long.
We did the show at the rooftop, and then I had the beer in my hand. I had one drink.
Oh yeah.
Went to get a second. Had the beer in my hand. Took it. Was waiting for the other drink, and it just went. It just slipped totally straight out of my hand, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird." And then I went to the that's weird. And I went to the bartender. I was like, "I'm really, really sorry. I dropped a glass," and he was just like, "Get out." And I was like, "Oh,
Yeah, we were there like every day as well."
I was like, "I'm not like, I'm sorry. I've only." He's like, "You're drunk. Get out." I was like, "I've had one beer," and I got really lippy real quick. And then I just went back to the table and I was like, "He told me to get out, but I'm not leaving." And they came over and they were like, "Get out." And I was like, "I've had one drink," and we left. And then we sat at the front chain smoking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We were smoking so much then.
That week I was a smoker. I remember so clearly. Matt and I went to go get schnitz.
I like that. Just get it done. Get it out of the way. Are these people who are just like meandering through cigarettes their whole life? Just like, I've got my smoking out the way.
It was so fucking
good. Yeah. And I...
Yeah, fuck it.
It was also
we smokers? Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah, we're smokers.
I'm ready for a new chapter. I got to do some new shit. So
it was right before smoking became not cool again. I felt really cool, but now everyone's like, smoking.
Yeah, it was.
You're gonna kill yourself.
Vaping's coming through. Being cool.
Are you trying to make the most noise possible with that?
Oh, I'm just really good at it.
You're making a point and shaking it at the microphone.
Vaping sucks. Can't be vaping. Don't be vaping. But smoking analogs, they're the best.
Is that a post-mix Diet Coke?
What?
Oh,
straight to the... I remember we were going to get schnitz at where the 24-hour Kmart is.
Nearly done. Just go get the last
one. Yeah, so
I'm
going to
do that.
But it's so loud in my ears that I'm like, this is fine.
It's not.
Sorry,
We were getting schnitz at the 24-hour
Kmart. Says you! It's 90% of your content.
You constantly, yeah. For 3 years, you've been.
I'm the GMAT now.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear it. It's like how you can't tickle yourself.
I can.
Keep going.
Anyway, we were there and Matt got a text and said, hey, he looked at his phone, looked at me and said, hey, do you want to direct?
Don't. Yeah,
don't.
Want
to see if you are.
Yeah,
people are listening to the audio are going to have no idea what's going on.
Dalmo.
Stop.
Dalmo.
I'm going to throw my shit. Stop it.
I just need to know.
I don't like.
That was so violent.
Yeah. He's done that twice. He's grabbed his cock twice this afternoon.
The other one won't be on the podcast.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. The story sucks. But long
go,
story
go, go, go. Sorry,
no,
sorry.
No, no. Long story short, thing. Because it is a long story that needs to be short. It was like a Monday where it was just my normal uni week. And then that Monday afternoon, he's like, do you want to come and help direct this show? I was like, when's it on? Saturday.
Wait, what? I thought this was a story about smoking. What?
It is, but that was the reason we were doing it is because he was doing a show on a rooftop for Melbourne Fringe.
Yep.
And the director was like losing control and she needed help. And Matt was like, Aiden can. So I came and then I was just like head first. It was all I thought about for the whole week. I was there.
You dived in 100%. Shit.
I was fucking helping. I was directing people.
I thought it was like, I went and directed the show and all I was thinking about all week is smoking.
No, but I was so stressed. We were there for, I was there for like 12 hours a day, even more. It was
I don't
all
think
night.
Smoking I was gets so rid of your stress if you're not already a smoker.
But people were smoking around me and I was like, the movies make you feel like that will help, right? So you grab a cigarette and it's like, I'll take a cigarette. Fine. And then just bumming ones, like one here and there. But by the time the show was finished, and that night was the final night of the show, the whole cast goes out and went out to go drink.
Can't remember.
The girl that I'd been bumming cigarettes off was like, just get your own fucking packet. So we did, and we sat at the front and just sat there just like, this is the best.
We're in now.
We smoked like half a pack.
I'm going to put one behind my ear. I'm going to put one on my ear. I'm going to wrap the packet up in my sleeve.
We smoked like half a packet to ourselves, and then we're driving home like,
I feel sick.
I feel so good.
I need another smoke.
I take one thing and I get like dizzy.
It's the best.
It's not. I feel that so out of control, man.
It's as close as you get to touching the face of God.
Well, yeah, maybe. Jesus did see God in a burning bush. No, Moses did see
God
in a
tobacco bush. Yeah.
We don't know what type of bush it was. Could
have been. That's fucking hardcore. Well, burning bush, Moses. It's like when we smoked cigars at New Year's. Like one, and I was dizzy, and you were like, slow down. And I was like, blow it in your face, and then pretend to be cool, and then walk away going,
you can't tell me to slow down, see? I'm going to go slow down, see?
I don't feel well.
I can't do the timing of a cigar.
No.
Because I know that I got to take a long time, but I don't really like the taste, and I'm doing it because
I know what the problem is? You've got to be telling one of your stories in between puffs, or like telling someone off, or trying to get some vig out of someone.
Yeah.
You were late with the money again. We gave you this 6 months ago in good faith.
You're just constantly sucking on it. What are you doing?
Just trying to get some vig.
Oh, I don't get it.
I thought that's where he kept his vig.
I remember why we stopped doing this now.
Yeah, that right there. All right, well, this was a good experiment.
Yeah, it's good to know.
We touched closure. My nipples, I rubbed my cock twice.
Episode 205, Closure.
Closure. Goodbye, part two.
Dr. Closure Crane.
Ooh, G-Matt. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 231. of the GMAT podcast.
I have a poo.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. There's going to be a new line of stuff coming up with this episode. Shut up. That intro was made by me. And oh no! And you can submit your intros at contact@therealgmat.tv or submit them in the Discord. Let's get those intros cooking again. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/GMATpodcasts to get unaired episodes of Bachelors of Art and the podcast post show and a bunch of other content that you can't get anywhere else. Thank you very much. Cut the music. He still got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was fine.
I tried my best.
Were you practicing? Did you practice?
I practiced once.
Did you? And how was the first one?
It was actually better than that.
Oh, really?
I did, but then I wrote.
See, this is why I'm all about that. It's actually the opposite. The story I was about to tell was going to be the opposite of my point.
Go on. Tell it anyway.
When we were in the theater for any show and you are feeling like, oh, maybe I'm losing my voice, you don't want to sing the note before it.
Yeah.
But I always, if there's like a big note that you're not sure that you can hit, I always want to see if I can hit it in the dressing room.
That seems smarter to me.
So if I can do it, I'm like, fine. I know that I can do it in the on the stage. But I was talking to you and someone else during when we were doing Chicago, and you both were like, nah, if it's there, I want it out on the stage because I might not have two.
Well, yeah. And also, there's going to be no benefit to me because if I sing it backstage and I don't get it, I'm not going
to
get it.
But you can adjust what you're doing. But if you go
But I'm not that good. I'm not good enough to, like, it's just what it is and nothing else.
Right, okay.
And if I do it backstage and I get it, I'm like, okay, cool. And then I might not get
it. Hope I get it on stage. Yeah,
it's still the same. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever comes out on stage is going to come out regardless. Let's just get out there and give it a crack.
So this is what my point was going to be. Why didn't you just fuck it, do it live? Because if the first one of these was better.
It's true. It's egg on my
face. Did you practice that?
You practiced that. That's what you said. You practiced it once.
It was pretty good.
It was good. I wouldn't have said it was practiced good.
I just feel like the joie de vivre, the spontaneity was gone. I thought that was a...
Well, there's literally no spontaneity in it.
Well, why don't you try... Why don't we put the music back on? And why don't you do one without the...
You didn't used to practice it.
Don't do the same spiel.
Oh, God.
Just do something else.
Okay.
You happy with this framing, are you? And this lighting?
No.
Okay. As long as we're on the same page.
Who cares?
Do we want to just...
I have a poo.
Oh, do it for real. Come on.
Come on.
Well, welcome everyone to the podcast. Get yourself some merch.
Fucking bullshit.
You can do it.
No,
you are so much better than what you give in this podcast. You're so much better. As soon as the cameras roll, he just turns to.
I like to give
to jelly
just enough that they
it's tickly little mush.
Don't.
How long has the? I'm doing the Trump hand for no reason.
How long? I need to know. Tell us. Scientists have already said how long it is.
How long is the gap?
The gap of what?
The podcasts.
We were talking about that the other day.
Was it a year and a half?
I think it's either just hit a year or, you know what? I'll just check now.
Because I thought coming back, we'd just do new things. But the intro's the same.
Well, we could change it up. We just.
It's too late now. We've done it. We're back.
We're here. Here we are.
The wheel's in motion.
In the lighting and the framing.
Let me.
Ben, go and fix the lighting and the framing.
There's so much
just
to
fix
be done.
The lighting.
Well, do you want to move the. Were you trying to move the camera more towards you? Is that your problem with the framing?
It'd be nice if it didn't look like a dentist's office with the lighting. And then the amount of headroom is ridiculous. I don't know where we need our heads.
The
and
rule
then
of
also,
thirds.
Are we doing the second half standing up or what?
We're doing the rule of thirds.
It's definitely been knocked by Ellie. It's because I had
You set it up yesterday.
No, I set it up before, but
you know what? It's definitely been set up by Ellie. He knows that.
Ellie, come on, obfuscate the blame. Obfuscate the blame.
No, he knows it because he has it answered. He has it prepared. So he sat down, he looked at Ellie's knocked that.
Also, when he came over to my house on Christmas,
it's bang
like,
on
yeah, so Ellie ate a bunch of chocolate, so I'll have to go home soon in about 1 hour and 45 minutes. Like, you know the digestion cycle, or you fed it to her with a timer, or...
I gave a slow release chocolate.
Immediately, before I even had a chance to be like, oh yeah, it was like, did you really? He sent me a photo. He said, Ellie got into some chocolate, and then he sent me a photo like, see, dog marks on chocolate. Can't prove me wrong now.
Put a actually. Newspaper next to it with the date photoshopped. It's 1 year and 2 weeks.
Oh, it feels like it's been seven.
7 years? Or 1 year and 2 weeks?
Busy year last year.
Yeah. I thought it doesn't matter.
Fuck.
I thought he was gonna say something then. I thought it was busy year next year, and I just like stared into his eyes, and I could see in there was.
There's nothing left. Just that I had.
Well,
a busy
at least
year
we haven't lost
year.
Our timing.
I had a busy year last year. That's what I'm saying. It was a busy year. It felt like more than 1 year.
Busy, busy, busy.
Very busy year.
What have you been doing today, Ben?
Air conditioner stopped working in my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm fucking backed into it, I think, with a tow bar.
Into the front of your car.
Yeah, big time.
So lucky it's just the air conditioner.
Yeah, I think they yanked the radiator out of, not the radiator, the radar sensor out of it as well. So.
Oh, so you can't
I
do
don't
the.
Know whether wait, they tried to steal it while I was like, I'll show you afterwards. Like a bit of my number plate is dented, but then underneath there's a bracket, a thick bracket that holds like a radar square sensor thing. And that's been bent and it's gone. So I don't know whether a tow bar has gone in.
Or someone's tried to steal you.
And then come back out. But the thing's gone. I don't know where the thing went.
But if it's a tow bar, you'd know, right? Because it's sort of indiscriminate in what it breaks.
Look, you guys come and look at it afterwards.
Hole in it.
But there is a hole in the grill where that thing sits.
We need to get little Bluetooth transmitters so we can just take the podcast on the road.
On the road.
And you're not guessing, you know what you're talking about when you say there's something there that helps the aircon.
No, it's just the same time the radar's gone.
Gotcha.
Radar shouldn't be anything to do with the aircon.
I don't even know what the radar is.
Does your car do that thing where it can latch onto the car in front and just keep the speed?
Adaptive cruise control, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Very it did. Cool. I don't know if it still does.
Not without the radar.
Probably not.
No. Do you use that a lot?
I do at the moment, going back and from the theater on the freeway.
Yeah. Do you use cruise control?
I don't have cruise control on my car.
Oh, you don't have cruise control
on
my car? No,
I told somebody the other day I did have cruise control.
On the accelerator.
I can't stop.
I'm in the car. It's a lot of that. He does like to dance.
He likes
on
to rock his passengers to sleep.
I told somebody the other day, what happened at that rehearsal where everyone was like, you shouldn't drive home?
You hurt your Achilles.
Oh, yeah. And I told everyone I had cruise control so they would shut the fuck up. They were like, don't drive. Because
Tom like, cruise control.
I got to tell you, the new Mission Impossible is pretty good. I don't mind the story of this
one. I think they're good films.
Do you actually?
I'll fight anyone on top of a train who says otherwise.
I do really enjoy the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah, big time.
Except maybe number... Actually, no, I like them all.
Two is pretty shit. Three's pretty average.
Three's pretty average. Two is pretty shit, but two's the first one I ever saw.
Sentimental.
So it's just like, if I think of Mission Impossible, I think of Tandy Newton and
isn't
the motorbikes.
So they were doing two and it was just like, they didn't really know what they were doing. It was just terrible blockbusters. And then the new Bonds came out, the first Craigs. And Tom Cruise was like, I want to be a 5 foot version of that.
Yeah.
And then so he started making those and now he's just got the formula down for making
the
smash hits.
Really good.
Isn't Craig quite small? Isn't Daniel Craig also quite small?
Is
I think he's probably, I think he's like 7 foot.
Oh, is he? Oh, well, fuck me. I thought he was a little guy.
Yeah, he might be 8.
Right, my apologies.
It's either 7 or 8.
Daniel, please don't come for me.
He's listening.
Yeah, he's always listening.
Yeah, I like the Bond films also.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big sucker for an action film.
I haven't seen a Bond film
Practical
or
effects,
an impossible
like
film.
Actual cars smashing and flipping.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got the formula down for, like, the little prologue. There's an explosion and a person dies. And then he's, you know, on a jet somewhere doing martinis.
Bond's dead and then he's in the rainforest. But he's never dead. It's so cool. I really enjoy. And also there's, like, in the newer ones, they do the... they do the callback to, like, the cool music and, like, it's nice.
I want to just, like, get enough money to reshoot it. But you're James Bond?
Yeah.
And you're just like coming up the beach.
Seems like you're setting this up for a joke, but I think I could be James Bond.
no, but like, we don't give you the script. Oh, so everyone knows the lines. And it's like a thank God you're here. What's like the one with $170 million action movie.
That's such a great idea.
And you have to do all the stunts as well.
He's so good, yeah. In the car, like, am I going forward now? What is that? Oh my God.
Running up to the edge of the building to do the jump where he broke his ankle and you just stop and you're like, No.
I'll just get him on the other side.
You seen Sexy Beast?
No, what Sexy Beast?
This movie Ben was bugging me to watch for ages. Genuinely really fucking great.
Who's in it? What's it about?
Ben Kingsley and others. I didn't know any of the other people.
Is it new or old?
No, it's from the 2000.
The main Cockney gangster guy. Fucking.
Oh, Ray Winston.
Ray Winston.
Ray Winston. You knew that straight away. Oh, yeah. I love Ray Winston.
Is he the main guy? Because I don't know Ray Winston. Yeah.
He's great, but he's difficult to understand, especially
in... I had to put subtitles on. I was telling Ben.
There's a movie where it's him, and I think it might be Mel Gibson. I don't know. The movie is about, like, there's a plant nearby that's irradiated milk or... No, irradiated the water, and somebody found out, and this guy's daughter found out, and they kill her, and then... he's a cop and he tries to figure out what's that called?
Edge of Darkness.
Yeah, that's not a bad movie. Is it Mel Gibson?
It is Mel Gibson.
It's not a terrible movie, but Ray Winston's in that. And there's a scene where they're sitting on a bench and they're trying to be, you know, spies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking in public about something that no one needs to know, but it's Ray Winston, so who you can't fucking understand anyway. And he's going, I've got to tell you fucking what. And he's like, newspaper. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? Wait, what'd you say?
Let's write a film that's got just him and that guy from Batman.
Which one?
That
guy's so strange. Although, yeah. I like Ray Winston. Yeah, sexy.
And Sylvester Stallone.
New or old?
Very funny. 2000.
Oh, old.
Bang on the turn of the millennium.
24 years ago.
Jesus All right. Christ.
I know. I know.
Fuck. What? Yeah. I wish you'd never said that.
Yeah, it was 24 years ago.
That's such an...
I've been able to comfortably for some time, but I've been more and more saying, geez, it wasn't like that 20 years ago. More and more in my life.
Mm.
Who am I? Hurts. Who do I think I am?
Hurts a lot.
Because in my brain, I'm still 18.
In my brain, I'm still skinny.
There's at work. There are windows, and I walk past the windows, and I see myself. I go, Jesus fucking Christ! Especially sometimes I put on a shirt, and I feel nice, and I go, like, I look nice, and the people and they go, you look lovely today, thank you. Ooh. And I look like a fucking hippo in a dress.
Catch yourself on the wrong end. What? No.
What about the nice sucked in tie side profile?
I didn't agree to this.
The show we're doing at the moment, I'm running up and down and stairs.
A lot of huffing and puffing?
It's a lot more running than I've ever done in my life. And it's a lot of like running upstairs.
Yeah.
And in rehearsals, it's not like you do it once, you Ben will go, all right, can we go back? I'm like, fuck! And I got to come down the stairs to go back up the stairs and we'll go, jump back to that bit. Bitch! And then I go down
it's
back.
It's good
you know.
For you.
Oh, I think he's tricking me into exercising. But I'm like, oh, Jesus, why am I? My knees and my ankles are sore.
Yeah.
It's like a fat cunt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I went and did a stunt class for this show.
You did stunts?
I had to fall down stairs.
Oh, okay. So you got to know how to do that.
Yeah. Except I went on this website when I Googled it and there was this place that's like, you can come here, but you have to have 6 months of fight experience.
Fuck. Did you just lie?
No, I ended up phoning.
Look, I have experience, but the first rule of that club is that I cannot talk about it. So.
I'd love to tell you, but I just can't.
I called the guy in charge and I explained the situation. I was like, look, I don't need to do stunts. I just need to know how to fall downstairs. Mm. I don't want to like sign up for a term or for a class or whatever. I just like, is there any way
you can just teach me
I
that.
Can pay you to just do that? And he was like, I said I was doing a play and blah, blah, blah. And I also like... milked the like it's for Lifeline and blah, yeah, blah, you know. Sure. And he was like, you know what, come down after a class and we'll just do just nice. For an hour or do some stuff. And I went to I think it was a Pran Town Hall.
Okay.
And at the end of the whole thing, he said, which I didn't tell Ben about.
I didn't know you did this class until now.
Yeah, I mean, it was like on a Monday and then we didn't have rehearsals till, you know, just completely forgot about
sure.
it.
Sure.
And he said, I don't recommend you fall because of your weight.
Oh, really?
He's like, I don't recommend someone your size fall downstairs. And I was like, it was fair enough. But now I don't actually fall downstairs. Yeah. I just sort of like slide down.
Sure.
Plus when we got there, I was like, I can't do any of the things he told me to do because the stairs we have are so thin.
Sure.
I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that without really hurting myself.
Yeah. It is confronting when people do say that.
Yeah.
Like I went to a golf lesson the other day and I was, the bloke, he's like, oh, I do this. I'm going to record you. Just take a swing normally. I was like, okay, sure. I took a swing. And then he's like, look at this. And he goes, look at that. What? He goes, could you just stand a little athletic? and in fairness, I had like stiff knees and I was hunched over and my little fucking ass is... You know when like a fat person has a big ass, but when they clench it, it's very small
mm-hmm.
because the muscles in your ass are tiny?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my little fat
it
person...
It becomes like a triangle.
My fat little ass, yeah.
A little was triangle all clenched.
It was the most upsetting thing I've seen in a while.
It's like two swings for the price of one. I don't know what he's complaining about. You swing and then everything else catches up.
There's yeah. no other... way of like, can you imagine any teacher in any no. other in any other field being like, look at that,
yeah.
like a kid trying to learn to spell,
yeah.
writing the letter A, like
fucking
now
idiot.
Come and look at the board. Does that look like my A? No.
Do you pick up their book? Look at yeah. this fucking idiot.
Could you write a little athletically?
Yeah, it was wild. But he was like a 50-year-old, you know.
Has he seen any of the cunts that play golf?
Exactly. What's that bloke that smokes and drinks while he's playing?
John Daly.
John Daly. That guy's a great golfer. He's the fattest fuck
he's
ever.
He's my hero. He's the best.
He's so cool.
My guy had to put on a vest. It was yeah. I don't think it was lead, but it was just like a heavy ass vest to like protect myself when I went down the stairs.
Sure.
And I the vest. He kept bringing me vests and like it didn't fit and then he'd be like, oh, and he'd go and get another yeah. vest. And I was like, just jump to the end and yeah. we'll work backwards.
Or
why are you doing this?
Bring them all. Yeah. Don't I'd be like, look, I brought them all. Let's just have a look. Find one that fits. Not like a, okay,
He didn't have his whole kit. Like he just had like
sure.
what was there.
He was doing a skinny person class.
Yeah, and got also it. He was like doing other stuff, so we just sort of worked with what he had. And he also kept making that, like, he's like doing you a big favor. And I was like, if I knew you were going to milk it and call me fat this much, I would have just thrown myself down the fucking stairs and just crossed my fingers. But he was really, really pushing yeah. hard on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I put the vest on it, it wouldn't go. And, whew.
Really?
Like that, like, oh, like whew, so we're going to have to.
Was he in the peak of fitness?
He was incredibly.
Stunt guys, like, what was all those?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like 2% body fat.
Did you, when you first saw each other,
mm-hmm.
did he?
Yes, is the question, is the answer. Yeah, I don't think he expected.
Eyebrows went up or something?
I don't think he expected me to be so big.
Right.
When he was.
So next time you go for a stunt falling class, will you say, also, by the way, I'm not like everybody else in the class?
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I'm better to fall downstairs because I got extra padding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I guess like you're hitting the ground harder? I don't know.
I don't want to be this guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was, and I wouldn't use this in any other context.
Sure.
I feel like he was a little fat phobic. I feel like he didn't like fat
sure,
people.
Oh, sure. But he may not.
He made a couple of.
Did you tell me you got the Jack Black jeans though?
I did. I said something bad.
Kick?
He's like, how's your flexibility? And I was like, really good.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
Well, this is the question. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but people with 2% body fat probably are afraid. Well, not all, but some.
Yeah. I'm like the ghost of Christmas future.
They're like, oh, Jesus Christ. He went home and didn't eat. Which is terrible.
I went home and ate a lot because I felt sad because this guy was calling me obese
but
all day.
But like at sport, like sport, there is that culture in sporting.
There was an energy.
At karate, they used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, geez, we'll have to get you a bigger belt. Fuck you.
The belts are pretty big.
Yeah. Well, because you got to wrap them around you twice to get them properly the way that you have to tie them. You got to do it once, then twice, right? So when I went back, I did karate when I was from 13 to 23. Right, mm-hmm. And those of you that know me in those ages, I wasn't particularly large.
No.
I was fairly thin. And then I went back at 26 or 27, so I was large. Mm. And my sensei was like, Jesus. I was like, oh,
it's man. All muscle, don't worry, sensei.
And I was like, look, I've got my belt. And he's like, that's not going to fit. And I was like, yeah, it will. And I put it on, and it was like the knot, and then like this much. I was like, yeah, give me another fucking belt. It sucked. Because my belt used to be long.
Been doing fujitsu.
Yeah, it wasn't great. So
like a bit more of a laugh for Fujitsu. Thanks, yeah. Ben. I'll fuck
you
off.
Said Fujitsu.
Fujitsu.
I just thought you said Fujitsu and I laughed out of pity.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate a laugh.
It's the honesty.
Yeah. We're back.
I also feel like I did the stair falling pretty good.
Yeah.
Like when he was like, do this, and I did it, and I went, huh? And he was like, yeah.
Here's the thing.
I feel like I followed all the instructions. I didn't hit my head. I did everything.
I don't know about you two, but I always feel like I've done something far better than I have or more gracefully.
Yes, my whole life.
Like I go back, like we just did that show, Catch Me If You Can, and then I went back and looked at the tape and I was like, Jesus, I thought I was doing way better than that.
He's quote, he went, I look like a grate with two toothpicks to get out of the bottom of it.
Yeah, the shirt's like a little big because they couldn't possibly find a shirt.
The pants were very high as well.
The pants were so high.
It was a bit despicable me.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for telling me.
I thought it was
no,
cool.
But every now
I
and
also
then,
think you look
cut of the
good.
Costume. I thought I looked good too.
I thought it was character appropriate, but I don't think the costume was flattering.
No, I don't think so either. Upon review,
I didn't.
But I felt comfortable and confident in the costume.
Yeah,
that's good.
And then every now and then I'd come back and the people backstage were like, Moose Knuckle. Oh fuck! I was just on stage for like 6 minutes. My cock and balls are all exposed.
I never once saw your knuckle.
Okay.
Yeah, and I watched it a lot.
You did.
That being said, I wasn't spending that much time looking at your penis.
Can I ask why?
A little time.
Can I ask why?
Too busy looking at your jugs.
Okay. Well, I don't want my breasts to be referred to as jugs ever again.
Apologies.
Okay. I'm
milkers.
Yeah, milkers are fine.
Big honkers.
Big mummy milkers. Absolutely.
It's like me and Ben had this bit for a while. Like, what would it be like if a doctor didn't say medical terms?
It's
for
the
stuff?
Best bit I've ever heard of. I tell so many people this bit.
We're just gonna we'll make an incision just here, right below the tits.
Yeah. If I'm just gonna have to do an exam of your pussy, if you can get it out, please. It's just so funny.
So if you could just flop your cock out.
Well, this goes back to that story.
Had any tenderness around your shitter?
It appears your testes are very swollen.
Yeah. Jesus, look at that. Yeah, nah.
IVF, very simple process. Get the egg, and then it's just an artificial process of inseminating the jizz into.
Yeah, so we take the jizz and just sort of throw it up your mutt. And it's like when I went to the doctor and I was like, there's something wrong with my penis. I need you to look at my penis. And he was like, okay, it sounds like this, okay, from what you're telling me, but I will have to have a look. So just stand up and get your willy out. How dare you?
Willy.
How dare you, sir? Do I look like I have a willy?
And he just goes like, wow.
He actually got out and he went, doing. Nah.
Now lay on your back. Let's get that tummy out.
The problem is, oh.
Who's a good boy?
Oh, somebody needs a change. Imagine me, legs up, knee, ankles together. Okay.
Wiping up.
And can you turn your head and cough? Good boy.
Good boy.
I just wish you wiped.
He's a good lad.
Hit it, like your balls and everything. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. I think that's the best bit you guys have come up with ever. I love it so much. Oh, boy.
Can I tell you what happened this morning?
You can.
It didn't happen this morning. I'm lying. It happened.
Why did you lie?
Because it happened like 3 months ago.
Well, why did you say that?
Well, I don't know. I was trying to make it sound like a podcast. But anyways, 3 months ago.
It's still a podcast.
If we do this podcast once every 3 months, it's going to be loaded with things to say.
Yeah, like wiping your balls, wiping shit up into your balls. We're fucking on it today. I've also got a news story if anyone's feeling up to it. Who cares?
Smooth transition.
So there's a guy at the...
Well, this can always be edited out.
That's true. All right, so there's a mentally disabled or mentally
Neurodivergent.
I don't think so. I think you might just be schizophrenic.
Okay.
I don't think that makes you neurodivergent.
I think
it does. Well,
his
neurons are very divergent.
Okay, so he's got schizophrenia, we think.
Yeah. He's always down the bus stop, like talking to himself and doing hands and like walking up and down. Like he's just very full on. And I see him so much. He's also at the Woolies near me. I just notice him all the time because he makes a big deal of wherever he's at. You can't miss him.
Sure.
And I always see people avoiding him, like getting far away from him, or him talking to people at the bus stop and they're like got their back to him. And I was thinking, oh man, that sucks. Yeah. Like, oh, poor guy. And then I was going to the bakery and he was sitting on the this bench that's right near the bakery. And then as I walked past, he went, ah! Oh, and scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And now I avoid him. Yeah. And that's the whole story.
I mean, it does still suck that people avoid him, but yeah. I don't want to be scared.
What would happen if you did it back?
He would have been like, it's real.
He's real.
My man.
That would have snapped him out of it.
Yeah. Nice hat, fatso.
Think about that all nice hat, fatso.
Nice hat, fatso.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no. We've been getting scared a lot, you and I.
What?
This is like two brothers who share a room. Oh, me and Matt, when we're trying to go to sleep, we get scared so much.
We get scared so loud. Yeah. What do you mean?
We've been playing Outlast a lot.
Oh, yeah. And yes.
Ben.
What the fuck do we have to do to get you to
seriously,
get Outlast?
Seriously, we can
give
we can
a lot more time on my schedule, and I've downloaded it.
Get it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Get it.
I was going to play it the other night.
I don't know what that was.
Play it with us.
I was going to the other night.
What are you doing tonight?
Playing Outlast with us, probably.
Playing Outlast with us, probably.
You know, it's not an impossibility. You have to be up early to go to the theater, though.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Right. You're not worried?
No, I'm not. You're driving.
I don't have aircon.
Oh, that's true.
He doesn't have cruise control. Do you want, either you'll be hot or you'll be like this.
What would you prefer?
Are you bumping in tomorrow or is it rehearsal tomorrow at the theatre?
There is a bumping in.
Yeah.
But cast no required.
Yeah, they
we're
do that.
Bumping in and then Ben and I going to the rehearsal. It's like we could go with Sienna, but I don't think Sienna's probably present or probably stay at the theatre, I imagine.
Oh, so you got a rehearsal outside of the theatre on the same day while they're bumping in.
Mornington. I didn't want to dox, but...
Mornington?
Yeah, we're going to someone's house to swim and run lines.
Oh, because it's 40 degrees.
Yeah, and then we didn't want to go to the shed.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I can drive if you want.
Mornington?
You have aircon?
Yeah.
We'll talk after.
Okay,
this.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Outlast.
Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion of who drove.
Outlast is really fun. It's genuinely frightening. Like, genuinely frightening.
How long do you reckon you would... Like, if it was you and...
If it was really
if the three
of
us ended up in... No. You haven't played it yet, but if we were in there, I think he would last a bit longer.
I'd be the first hour. Yeah. Are you kidding? I'd find a barrel and I'd sit in there. And that's it. I wouldn't get out. I'd do that in the game. In the game.
The barrel's...
In the game, it's like your mission. You've got to go in here. You've got to find three children. They're like mannequins.
No, I don't.
Right? And you're going to pick them up. Yeah. And it's like, Matt, we've got to find three children. He's like, okay. And he just runs. And then I'm sitting around, you know, finding something. And then the big bad guy comes. And she's terrifying. And she's got like this weird duck with a drill on her. And she talks as the duck. And she talks as the devil. She's fucked. She's so scary. And I just want to make sure I know where she is at all times. So I kind of just follow her. And then... Matt's getting like almost done. He's almost finished on the task. And I'm like, all right. There's someone chasing me. I'm screaming. And he's like, all right, just don't bring him in here. Door bashes open. I run past Matt. I get in the barrel. And I'm like, it's fine. He's like, it's not fine. Fuck, he's chasing me. I'm hiding.
He does like to just go, it's fine. And I'm like, I can see what's happening.
It's really fun.
They like drill goggles to your head so you get night vision. And then you're in like a facility and they just run tests on you. And they drug you up a little bit. And I'm like, it's fun.
You will have to play the tutorial because we can't. You
That's
can't
true.
Not play the tutorial. The tutorial is really good,
and that'll tell you everything you need to know.
Tutorial is really good, and not very long.
Go home, play that, and then join us in the trials. Oh, we get to repeat all the trials.
Yeah, with three people.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
And you level up, like you add abilities and more cool stuff. What are you looking to watch for?
Yeah, what's wrong?
You got somewhere to be.
You got seeing the numbers of.
Oh, like, when are you going to do it? What do you got on for the rest of the afternoon?
I'm quite tired, but I got to be up early, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I'll jump on for a minute.
I was going to say we could do two. If we're on fire, we could do two of these back to back, but I would rather do one and play out last
time. Yeah, really, I'm shocked at my core.
No, we could do two, just, you know.
We could do two, but...
Almost out of steam now. I can feel it.
We are talking about plans.
Now, you know what? Now that the aircon's on.
It's going to revitalize
Much better.
You got any notes or is that just the intro you scrawled out for yourself?
I got some stuff. But I want to keep talking about Outlast.
Yeah. Great content.
Going back to when we were talking about a teacher being bad at like holding up and making fun. I don't like it when people that are teaching you anything ask you a rhetorical question. No, like an open-ended question.
Yeah,
I was at the golf lesson the other day, and we were only using 9 irons, and I was hitting them, and I was hitting them nicely, but they were going really far up. Mm. And he said, to get the ball to go, should your club handle be forward, back, or in the middle?
You.
And I sort of looked at him. I was
this might surprise you. I don't play golf, right? That's why I'm here, bitch.
But I was there with three other guys, and we each had like a driving range, and each of us had like a section, and they were turned around listening, and they were quiet, and I was like, behind it, and then the boys laughed, right, which made me feel like an idiot. And then I looked at him, and he went, and I went middle, and he went, oh. And I went, okay, so in front.
This guy's a dick. I love him.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's got to be in front. I was like, I didn't say anything. And I've been so annoyed at myself that I didn't say, listen, motherfucker. Like, I don't actually know this. I should have said as soon as he asked.
Are you trying to feel smart, or are you trying to get results out of your students?
Yeah.
Because you're doing a good job of making yourself feel smart.
Yeah. Which one is it?
Yeah.
My sax teacher used to do that at school would do like that. Is that a C or an A? And I'd be like, just tell me.
I'm learning.
I'll guess and I'll get it wrong or right. It's not going to make it any. Just say it. And I'd be like, a C. I'm like, okay, cool.
You say that's an A because your fingers are doing ba ba ba. And then you go, next time he asks you, is that an A? He goes, no, because my fingers aren't doing ba ba ba. You got to fucking teach me.
Yeah.
You're the teacher. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. And I've been really riled up about this guy for a couple of days. And I gave myself a blister.
I think we should take this guy.
Yeah.
And the stunt trainer, put them in the Outlast trials.
Yes.
Just the
Stop
two of them.
Stop trying to circle back to Outlast trials.
We're going to play it. He's already said we're playing
getting
it.
Getting you to play Outlast trials like getting him to watch, I think you should leave. It's not going to happen. It's my white whales.
But he's tried it.
He just doesn't like it. I've tried it. I've seen most of the first season.
That's true. You haven't even tried. You know what? Is this a funny story?
It's always good to ask it out loud before you tell it.
Oh, boy.
That's not a funny story.
Okay,
nice. We're here now.
We can. You guys tell me if we need to cut this. It's not funny. It's just.
Will it ruin the mood?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know what? Let's go for it. It could ruin the mood.
What the fuck is going on? Just say the story.
All right. So the three of us went to a funeral of a friend of ours.
Uh huh.
It started off funny.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Didn't realize that's where we'd start.
You know, it was incredibly sad.
Yes.
And then we went to the...
I did laugh a lot that day, though.
There was a lot of funny stuff going on.
The release.
Yeah.
It was a release, but during the service... No, I can't say that. I'll tell you later. Never mind.
Yeah, you're doing the good thing. And not telling the story on the podcast. Keep going. Anyway, so we went to the burial, and there's a sketch in I Think You Should Leave about the show where all the bodies fall out of the coffins. And that... just went into my head at some point. It just popped into my head and I was like, oh no, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And it wasn't funny.
No, but it's not, but of course it's funny.
It's that thing that's like in, and I just started to get a bit like, I need to walk away from the situation.
Yeah.
In situations like that where it's so emotional,
mm.
your brain, especially brains like ours where it's like, go for the joke, always go for the joke. Then it's like, it's looking for any escape. And then you get there and you're like, that was a funny sketch. Kind of applies only because it's,
because there's a coffin over
your
there.
Your brain will grab me like, that's a nice thing. Let's think about the nice thing, but it's a funny thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and then it's so inappropriate to be thinking about that and laughing about that now that it makes you really get that weird hysteria going.
But
so
I'm
every
always,
time there's an in memoriam,
I'm like,
oh, this sucks. And then I think it would be so bad if I started laughing right now.
Or
I think, remember
that time where that guy on our table didn't shut up or stop laughing during the in memoriam? Remember that?
Yeah, and that was good because then I had someone else to be mad at and focus on. I was like, how inappropriate.
But I think that I'm always at a funeral. I'm always the guy that is, I mean, not always, but majority of the time I'm laughing. Like I'm a source of laughter.
Uh-huh.
Because I think you should be at a funeral. Yeah. At least I want that at my funeral. I don't want everybody to be weeping. You've done your weeping and now it's time for the funeral. You get to say, hey, remember that time? And that's very fun.
Yeah. Who
very
was healing. Laughing at the in memoriam that time?
Yeah, that's
who
what
was it?
That's
yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. What? We were at those awards for that play that we did. Yeah.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But that table was so fucked because we had them and then we also had the other one.
Yeah.
That didn't know where to go and threw up in the kitchen.
Didn't throw up in the kitchen. Walked in it. This is because we're talking in so much code right now. Somebody drank a little bit too much.
Fucking drunk.
The main meal hadn't even come out yet at this awards night.
Yeah.
And they ran into the kitchen looking for somewhere to vomit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a raucous awards, dude, but it wasn't like pretty. It wasn't tame. They're theater people. It wasn't tame.
People were drunk.
The fact that we're the only table that they come up to and go, guys,
seriously,
she can get kicked out. He can get kicked out.
They came up to me. Sort of out. Like I look like I'm in charge. I don't think I give off that energy.
Maybe you were that night. Maybe. Full
they came you may have just taken a glass off someone before they came around the corner.
Because you were next to them, I remember.
Yep.
You were pretty close.
I was sandwiched between the both of them.
I intentionally went to the opposite side of the table.
What common denominator in this situation?
Yeah, I drugged them both.
I thought they just had to drink so much to tolerate your company.
Okay, that's fair.
And we all took it really seriously when they said, we're going to cut off the table. And we're like, all right, guys.
This is why I'm here. This cannot happen.
Yeah, seriously, if I don't get bad flat VB, I'm going to be really upset.
At least you had bad flat VB. Imagine if you didn't get even that.
Imagine. But why do they always... It feels to me like they pour all of the jugs of beer before the night starts. Before. And then they go, we've kept them in the fridge. It's like there's not one bubble left in this shit.
And is it? I thought it just seems like there's someone at the back going...
That's not a fridge.
On all the jugs.
And I've kept them cool. We've kept them on ice and it's just one ice cube in each jug. It's fucked.
Smooth transition. Actually,
can I ask a question? Because a long time ago.
You may ask a question.
End of last year, I was talking about somebody. I said, geez, I pissed a lot today because I've been drinking a lot of water. And said, how much do you usually piss? How many times did you piss today? And I was like, 6. And they were like, how much do you usually piss? And I was like, I don't know, like maybe 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made me, how often's what's a normal amount of piss in a day?
I could piss 6 times. Easy.
If you're sitting around just drinking water.
Yeah, and I do. I drink a lot of water.
But if you're not like drinking water, you're just going to be like your normal day. How many times do you piss a day?
It depends. I don't think 3 to 6 is unreasonable at all.
Yeah, okay.
Did he not say it was unreasonable? But no. The fact that he asked made you think like, what is normal?
Yeah, exactly. He made a point to us like, he was like, how many times do you normally piss? So I was like, is 6 too much or is 6 too, is 6
the
so.
Urologist? Why are they so invested?
Is 6 so normal that. If I
so
pissed.
Normal.
Yeah, but no, but like to him, if 6 was
normal. Oh, 6, that's way too normal.
No, because if I'm saying I've pissed so many times today, how many times did you piss? 6.
And he's like.
Right? If that's so many to me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's normal to him. He's like, how many fucking times do you normally piss?
He was like, just get your willy out.
Yeah, just get your willy
we'll
out.
We'll have a look.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, okay, good.
Yeah, no, I think your piss is fine.
Yeah.
Tastes good. Shut up, Ben.
You guys have been getting scared a lot lately, but at least your piss tastes great.
There's so much of it. 6 times a day, man. Yeah, okay.
I told my nephew to pee outside. He'd never done that before.
On the lemon trees?
Yeah.
Dude, you got to do it.
On the lemon trees.
Because I just walked out the back and started pissing on the thing, and he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you bitch. Come over here. Get over here.
Come on this.
My mum called.
Oh, Ben.
What are you saying?
Come hold this.
Oh, my God. My hand while I pee.
Yeah.
Need someone to come.
I can't go if no one's holding my hand. I've been getting so scared so lately.
My mum called me and said, your niece, I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah.
Pop a squat. No, she was like, your niece had her first day of prep today.
That's cool.
Yeah, and didn't get kicked out.
Oh, that's the bar.
Which is a big thing for us because she's been getting kicked out of kindergarten. She got expelled from kindergarten.
How?
Stealing cars.
A bunch of times she's been like, they do a thing called lockdown apparently, where if a kid is so bad, they just put him in a room and shut the door and have to call the parents. So the kid's in there just like flipping out and they're like, we can't go in there.
It's not our job but to deal with that.
Yeah, so then whatever you're doing, you have to come again. Apparently one time she stabbed a kid with a skewer.
Stigmata.
Yeah. And then that's how she got kicked out of. And there was this she got expelled from kinder.
Why do they give the kids skewers?
I honestly don't. This is just my mum on the phone.
To see who the bad eggs were.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Fail.
With your weapon.
She probably made it like with like a shiv in prison.
In the corner like
they gave him paddle pop sticks and she just turned it into a skewer.
That's wild.
And because they weren't at kinder, they
give
had
me
this,
your apple slices, bitch.
They had this after school thing where like my nephew who's in primary school goes to an after school thing and you can bring your like sure. your brothers and sisters who aren't at school yet and it's like a
gang fight.
Yeah.
It was like a joint thing of like all ages and blah blah. And she got kicked out of that as well for being feral.
Wow.
But then when I'm like when you're with her and you're around her, she's like the sweetest kid. She's nice and I'm like
she's picking her targets.
When they were telling me she's getting spoiled, I'm like, what? She's so good. Yeah, she's just fucking feral.
Not my niece. No, what did the other kid do? They started
not
it.
My niece.
Well, apparently at prep, they were like, this other girl called me a doo-doo head and I didn't punch her.
Good
just,
on you.
I just took a breath.
So she's learning.
Yeah, but I reckon she should have fucking.
You reckon?
Doo-doo head.
No, you just got to get better insults. Words. You should be teaching her some of your cool insults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then she'd be next like, you're a doo-doo head. Like, yeah, well, you're a stupid cunt who's never going to earn any fucking money.
Exactly.
Imagine if she dropped that fucking bomb. You're dude, a doo-doo head. Dude. Yeah, well.
Listen to me.
Where's your dad?
Yeah.
Your doesn't mom, seem like your dad's around very much.
Other men for money. That's wild. So, she didn't get kicked out. No. It's good that she's learning. She's hiding it better.
I don't know I don't know if it'll last. I think I have one.
She called me a doo-doo head. I suppressed those feelings.
I didn't punch
I
her.
I felt better. I went away and then I killed a cat.
Yeah. And skinned it.
Yeah. She's going to find a way to punch him and not leave any bruises. Like a smack with a phone mattress. Book. Yeah. I think, what's with that? Because I think phone books definitely will. I think phone books will definitely leave a bruise.
Yeah. Oh, well, I just heard it on a job.
Yeah, but that's it. But I've heard, like, that was, you know.
Do you want to test it out?
Do we have a phone book?
I got a bruise on my tummy.
Why?
Because I'm getting pushed and punched all through this show.
Are you really?
Yeah. Not
it's
really.
A new technique that I'm trying.
Who the fuck is punching in the gut so hard? You got a bruise.
Connie.
Really?
Yeah, it's like it's this bit where I run off stage and I go to sprint at someone else and she stops me. And the first rehearsal, well, the first time we did it, she just closed her arms like a fucking linebacker and just ran straight into me. And I went, like the air came out.
Fucking great noise. I wish you'd done it during the show. Would it kill the audience?
And then this other time, she straight armed me and just got me in the chest. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Does she know that you can pretend?
Yeah, well, that's what we went up. We went later on. I was like, hey, I'll just stop when I get to
you. Yeah, I think maybe we should just pretend.
That'll look too fake.
If you stop when you get to it, it may look
fake. Well, we've been doing it for like 2 weeks now of the stopping.
Yeah, but I'm watching it from bird's eye view.
Just a kid, like I have to go after someone.
What do you mean you're watching it from a bird's eye view?
You would not be able to comprehend the rehearsal situation we have.
You're in the space where they build the sets.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the balcony.
Oh, you're up there watching it from
but it's
up
double-sided. So we've only got one side with the middle bit there, so there's maybe a meter from the edge of the set, and so I'm watching straight down onto the top of their heads.
Neat.
I assume the from show's the good. Side.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
And me, it's a very good one.
Yeah, it's good. You're doing a great job.
I'm coming to see it.
You want to come to the Tuesday rehearsal?
Do you want me to come to the Tuesday rehearsal?
He did.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
Wednesday's opening night, right?
Yeah.
I've got a date on Wednesday. I can't come Thursday.
Bring the date.
It's a first date, so probably not.
You don't have to make so much conversation then.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time in podcast. Let me know if I need to cut this out. This is the first time in podcast history that we've all been single on the podcast.
I have no problem with people knowing that I'm single.
Yeah.
Because so I've been single for some time.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Oh my God.
Here's what I'm thinking. We go to a pub. We find a couple of middle-aged women.
No, I've done that.
Ben, can you just call some people you went to school with?
Fucking got it.
Oh,
let's all go. Homes.
Nah.
They're all in. We should go to that part. That we should go to that bar around the corner from here. Yeah, that was not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not so good though.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. The one that is around the corner. Well, I mean, now this is impossible to talk about on the podcast without doxing where we are.
Give it a crack.
The one that we went to with Mitch.
Yeah.
The one with the big fireplace inside.
The social.
The social. That one's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, we're not doing that.
Oh, sick. Cool. I like this new setup. He's got way more power.
Way more power. Just press something else. Press something else.
Woo, GMAT.
Isn't that fun?
Welcome. Hello. Welcome to episode 230.
Smooth transition.
Go on, man.
It's the fucking news.
104-year-old Dorothy Hoffner.
Old dot.
Dorothy Hoffner tried to set the Guinness World Record for being the oldest person to skydive.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This story can't end well. She is like a loose bag with bones inside. If she's dead, which she clearly is, she would have come down like a sack of bones.
No, here's the thing. She did it. Nailed it. 13,000 feet.
Yes.
Did the jump.
Uh-huh.
That's the easy bit.
Landed all bueno.
She's the landing would have been so rough for a 103-year-old. No, fuck.
Apparently she did it. She crushed it. And then...
By it, do you mean her hips?
No, the jump. She did the jump.
I get it.
I'm fucking powder.
But Guinness need, like, time to...
Oh, she fucking... No way.
She died in her sleep the following Monday. And they...
No, yeah, because... Because when old people have a fall, they don't die right away. They
also don't usually fall from 13,000 feet.
Isn't that a stat when you're after you're 80, if you fall, you die in like 2 years?
Yeah.
Like Jesus, if you have Christ. A fall.
So you think it's proportionate, the higher the fall, the quicker you die.
But they couldn't like get the, because they have to compare it to the 103. Hilarious. They have to compare all the stuff. And so she will get
the
record.
She got it posthumously.
Well, she hasn't got it yet. They're still doing the thing.
The cameras for the show, they show up to her house. Like, we're going to give her an award.
This woman opens
Dorothy! I'll ring the doorbell. So I didn't see there was a door. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. It's a nice doorbell.
It is nice. That's a good sound. I should be here anyway.
Do you want me to keep filming?
Yeah, just keep rolling. I'm sure, you know, she's quite old.
Yeah.
It'll take her a little while to get to the door. Do you smell? I can hear a dog barking.
Stinks.
There's a dog barking, so she's home.
I can hear a dog gnawing on something.
Yeah, chew toys. You know, you can keep dogs entertained. She's probably a bit old to be walking
it
now.
What is that?
I'm going to knock again.
It stinks. I might just go around the
back. Dorothy, we've got great news.
Can you take the camera? I need to get some fresh air.
I'll take the camera. I'll go around the back. One sec. Stay there, Ben.
Okay. Dorothy.
It smells worse from back here.
Okay. Is there a open door?
I'll try the back door.
Okay.
I'm yelling from the other side of the house.
Method.
Yep.
Where's Aiden gone? I'm with you.
Oh, he's gone around the back.
Gone around the back. Do you want
I'm just at the back. The back door seems like it's ajar. I might be able to. One second.
Key under this mat. I've got a key under the doormat.
The back door is locked, but I could probably break into it if we need to.
I've got a key under the doormat. Do we go in? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Is her car here?
Yeah.
She doesn't drive anymore, but there is a car here.
There's a car. Okay.
There's a lot of mail.
We might as well.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. If you want to go in, you be the one to do it.
Okay.
You need to get filming there.
Yeah, but I'm on a work visa if I fucking go to jail.
You are right.
I'm making a backstory.
New Zealand.
I'm from New Zealand.
Okay.
Yeah. So the accents are very similar. You open the door.
Yeah, you open the door.
You know what?
Open the door.
I reckon we just put it in the mailbox.
What is it?
Yeah, all right.
What is it?
Her award for being the 103rd person to skydive or whatever.
If she's not home, we can just come back later.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to come back tonight?
I've got a notepad. Go I'll on. Leave my our number. We'll come to him home tomorrow. We'll just push it under the door and we'll leave.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. We're all agreed.
Well, yeah.
Because if someone else wants to stay, I'll stay. But
no, I don't know about just. I don't feel comfortable going inside because if she's just out for the grocery store and she comes back and the Guinness people are inside of her fucking house.
That's true. And I don't know this dog.
She could be dead.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.